The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're definitely having a heat wave, y'all. And that, if you remember, for those oldie goldies, Martha and the Vandellas. How about that? So that was it's like a YouTube version of it, but I had to replay. So I thought of that song this morning.
That's good.
Our friends from Avalon HR are here. Stacy Orens is here. Chip Cook, welcome back.
Chip Cook?
What did I do?
What am I cooking?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not cooking anything this morning.
No, we had Jonathan cook earlier.
He cooks hot dogs at the office in a little hot dog maker that barks.
For now, we're going to rejoin our regular programming. Back to you, Meg.
Thank you so much, David. Again, we appreciate you broadcasting the interview with Manny Diaz, president of UWF. We always try to break in with breaking news, so you can always be up to date right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And now it's time for Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, back in the saddle again with our friends from Avalon HR.
Where were we?
I think we were right at introductions. Chip Wood is here from the VP of Sales and Marketing. Stacy Oren, Benefits Manager, is here. We've got lots to talk about, so here we go. What's on your agenda today?
Well, just first, we started out with heat wave, and we have certainly been in something of a heat wave. And when it comes to, you know, workers' comp, employee safety, just a note on that. Be aware, especially if you've got folks outside, regularly working outside. We had a gentleman not too long ago working on our roof out at the building, and Chip and I both took one look at him, and we're like, you need to sit down. He was perfectly white, not sweating. It's 100 degrees, and there's not a drop of sweat on this man. And, be on the lookout for signs and symptoms of heat stroke, heat exhaustion. Make sure that people can take some breaks in the shade, some cool off. Stay hydrated. And hydration is just not water. People think it's just water. It's not. You need some electrolytes in there, at the very least some salt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not salt. It's not a bad thing when it comes to heat and working outside like this. It's, just be aware. Stay on it.
Stay hydrated.
And be aware that when you stop sweating,
that's a
problem.
Sign. That's a big red flag.
Yeah. Yes.
Sweat is actually your body's way of cooling itself off. So it's a good thing. We want to see that happening. But the pressing question that we were talking about last week was the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime.
Yes.
And when we were here last week, it had been sent in, and we weren't sure which version was going to pass.
Would you like a drum roll?
I have one in here somewhere.
we now have the official version, and it's not what people think.
It really is.
It's interesting.
It's really not. So how this landed and how this is going to work is, the first question, we had the phone ring literally 30 seconds after this bill passed. What do I need to do to stop my tips, my taxes on tips? Well, nothing. And there's nothing you can do. Your check for the rest of this year is going to look exactly the same as it has.
Oh, that's interesting.
What you're going to do to recoup this money when you file your taxes next year for 2025, you can take an above-the-line deduction for that amount. So what that means, and you don't have to itemize your taxes to do any of this, it's just like now when you file your taxes, there's a standard deduction for single, married filing jointly, and if you don't itemize, you take that standard deduction in its place, right? The same with the child care credit. If you're not itemizing X number of kids, X number of dollars, it's just an off-the-top tax deduction, above-the-line deduction. This is going to be handled in the exact same way. So when you go to file your taxes, you can take on tips a credit of up to $25,000 and get that as just an off-the-top deduction. There are some income limits to that, and it decreases if you go above those limits. For single, it's $150,000. Married, filing jointly, is $300,000. And then this will expire in 2028. It's not a forever kind of thing. It does have an expiration date. And then overtime pay will work the same way. You can take a straight above-the-line deduction of up to $12,500, up to $25,000 if you're married filing jointly, and then it has those same income limits, and it also will expire in 2028. So right now on your day-to-day paychecks, there's going to be absolutely no changes. We're still waiting on the official list of what they considered a standardized tip position, because you have to be in one of those positions to claim this deduction.
And there are some wage limits on that also.
Yes, there are wage limits on everything. $150,000 for single filers, $300,000 for married filing jointly. And then it decreases by $100 what you can take if you're over that, for every $1,000 you are over those income limits. And then, so nothing's going to change right now. When you'll get that, when you file your taxes, and everybody's like, well, what will that mean for me? Like, will I actually get all this back? Well, we can't tell you that, because it just depends on your tax status and how you normally file and what other things you have going on and happening. So I can't say, yes, Meg, you will get $25,000 back, you know, for that tip credit, because mm-hmm. that's probably not going to happen. It's probably not going to be quite like that. But it will be interesting to see how it does work out. There will be some changes to the W-2s. Because this income will have to be indicated a little bit differently. We still don't have that version yet. We don't know what that's going to be. We still don't have the official list of standard tipped positions. We do know it'll have servers, people in the, you know, other service industry, hairstylists.
The IRS put out a publication yesterday afternoon that they will be forthcoming with the guidelines.
Right.
So
I just think a lot of servers.
That's always an interesting subject.
Yeah, a lot of servers are just going to assume there's not going to be taxes on, you know, when they get their next paycheck.
Correct.
No. So it's great that you're clarifying this, because that's what
happen.
I thought was going to, if I was a server, that's what I would think.
That's what everybody thought was going to happen.
And if you have any questions on this, be sure and call us at the office, 850-475-1555. And you can ask to speak to Stacy, and she can help you clarify a lot of these things, because a lot of it is just coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are, the rumors sort of take over, you
right.
know, people goes, well, he said no tips, no taxes on tips. So I don't want my paycheck to reflect that.
This is going to be a manager's headache for sure.
It's going to be for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then they haven't even talked about the tax credits that the owners of the businesses, how's that going to work?
Right. Because they're, you know, especially on tipped employees, the business can receive a tax credit on
mm-hmm.
those tips.
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar. So it's a big savings for the employer, but they have released zero guidance on how the employer is to handle that on
yeah.
their taxes.
Because a tip credit was originally designed to, as an incentive for the owners of the business to report tips.
Right.
Because for years and years, they didn't, and there was no incentive. So they gave this employer tax credit that the employer could then take a dollar-for-dollar amount off their personal taxes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's film at 11.
It's so, very confusing for the layperson, no doubt.
It really is, and that's why you need Avalon. I mean, we keep up with these things, and I was doing a webinar yesterday afternoon on some of these things, and it gets to be, you want to play the webinar back, and you can at a later time, because you're kind of going, what did you just say?
What?
You
can't write down the notes fast enough.
Well, because they speak so fast, hoping you don't understand. So
nice. Okay.
Well, yeah, when I left this morning, our tax manager was actually digging into, she's responsible for the W-2s, and she was looking for information on that, and, you know, how that's going to work. And, you know, we have a software system that handles our, you know, it's our full human resource information system. It also runs payroll and houses all employee information. And, you know, I was looking on the boards for that yesterday, and, like, they're like, hey, we will update that to produce your W-2s correctly, but we don't know how yet. They haven't told us what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So while the bill is passed, there's still very little guidance that has come out to us. We're, you know, like I said, we're still looking at it. Chip had the webinar yesterday. I've been constant looking at SHRM and different other boards that we're a part of, and that our tax manager is looking into it. But what we know right now is just, you know, your paycheck is not going to change. This is something you're going to have to utilize when you go file your taxes. And it, like I said, again, reiterating, I can't tell you what that's going to mean for you when you file your taxes. I don't know your whole home situation. I don't know, you know, what other deductions you may have, what you have going on. And since this is the first year of this, I don't think anybody can predict how this is going to look.
Sounds like a lot of extra paperwork to me.
Well, for somebody.
That's going to be a lot to track.
The IRS.
Yeah.
And then you've got to be in a field where, like I said, they recognize you as a customarily tipped employee. And I've already came up with a whole list of occupations that I think are going to be left off this list.
Well, if you stop and think about it, nowadays, no matter where you go, there's
they
a tip jar.
They ask for a tip, right.
Well, there's a tip jar everywhere you go.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean they're...
Yeah, what happens with
those? That's a customarily tipped employee.
I know.
So what happens with those?
I don't know.
Do they report those?
Well,
yes.
Yes, they do.
Like, Chip and I both use a pet daycare service here in town, right?
Okay.
And I asked them one day, just out of curiosity, I was like, hey, you know, if we leave you all a tip, how do they handle that? Like, you know, because it's a dog daycare. There's 9 people working there at any given time, right?
Right.
It's like, how does this work? And she's like, oh, no, they're all added up together and they're split equally among us. Okay, great. But does that mean that the dog daycare employees are considered a customarily tipped employee?
Oh, that's a whole other category, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
That's where it goes.
Okay.
And the same thing with somebody that works. It's Starbucks. You know, Starbucks.
Yeah, they always have tip jars in the drive-thru and at the counter.
So
I think that will fall under the server provision and be customarily tipped. But like I said, there's a whole bunch of things that I'm not sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, because everybody and their brother has their hands stuck out, and I mean, I you know, I don't blame them for trying that, but you know, the next thing you know, you're going to go to your family physician, and he's going to say, well, you know, I got a tip jar sitting over here.
Would you like to leave a tip for today?
Yeah,
I
mean,
no, I will not.
It's either that or you want your gallbladder back. I mean,
just stores, you know, like random little convenience stores.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was at a bookstore the other day that had a tip jar, just books. They just sold books, and they had a tip jar. And I'm like,
You didn't see mine in the front here?
No, I missed that today. I'm so
don't
sorry.
Don't miss it. It's right there by the microphone.
We'll contribute on the way out.
We're talking to our friends at Avalon HR here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is a very complicated topic, and I'm sure you have some questions. So please text those in, 850-437-1620, because this is your chance to get some answers and possibly some clarification on all
this. Yeah, and if you you know, don't have time to do that right now, give us a call at 850-475-1555, and we'd be more than happy to talk with you and help you work through this, because there's going to be a lot of questions, a lot of business owners, and we're local. We're right here, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning a little bit, too, is everybody wants to shop local. Well, we're local. If you have an issue with anything, you can stop by and see us. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. Recently, in the last 2 weeks, payroll company, they just closed their doors here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they didn't they just closed their local doors. They didn't close the doors to the parent company. The parent company is in Sarasota.
Uh-huh.
So everybody that thinks you're doing business here locally, half the time you're not.
Interesting.
If you're doing business with us, we are local.
That's good to know. That makes a big difference.
It sure does, especially when you have questions or something doesn't look right to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, give us a call. We're right here. And if nothing else, Stacy and I will get in the car and drive over to where you are. It's no big deal.
It's not a problem.
That's great.
If you need our help, we will certainly be there. We took on a new client here recently, and they were like, hey, our office person that filed our quarterly taxes left, and I don't know what to do with them.
Mm.
And we're like, come on to the office. Our tax manager will sit down. We will help you file them. And this was for a time they were not with us.
Yeah.
Right? So, but he's just like, I don't know how to do this. And we're like, we do. You know, yeah. So come on, we'll help you get this. And then from that point on, it's our responsibility. You never have to worry about it again.
Well, I always get a sense from you, too, that you have a real relationship with your clients.
We do.
And that's different.
And that's a personal thing that you're just not another number. You're just not another client. We take you in. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that everything that operates in your business, you can just focus on your business. You don't need to worry about all these other things that really, they matter to your business, but you don't have time to really stay up with it.
Right. No,
so that's what we do.
Well, I have a question, too, but we have a few minutes left. We're coming into the season now with the storms and things like that.
Yes.
And so this week, it doesn't look like it's going to be bad, but it kind of made me think of it with knowing y'all were coming in. Mm-hmm. Are there HR things that you need to do for your employees? Let's say if you do find that you are going to have to close for a couple days, are there ways to prepare now for that by having a plan for your company? Or how does that, do you advise on those kinds of things?
There are. And, you know, I will say this one thing about our office. Chip and I talk often about, you know, why we love working at Avalon, why we stay at Avalon. And a lot of it is our flexibility to take care of life and, you know, our children and our spouses and, and things that come up.
Right.
And one of the things, our first rule is, if you do not feel safe coming to the office, don't. Okay. And I know this doesn't work for all businesses. Not everybody is, you know, if you're service-based, it's a little bit more of a challenge.
Right.
But weigh out the advantages versus disadvantages. One, if it's so unsafe that your employees do not feel comfortable coming to work, odds are your customers aren't either.
Correct.
Like, they're not going to be there.
Correct.
So just take and look at it. And, you know, I would rather you take one day and err on the side of caution rather than find yourself in a situation where, A, you've said you absolutely have to come to work. You have no option. You've got to be here or you're fired. One, that's just fostering a unhealthy relationship with your employees. Two, you could literally be putting someone in danger. And just think about that. There's no one solution across the board. You know, I can't just tell everybody, just close. Just forget it. Close.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a lot to think about. And I always say, when you can be flexible, be flexible. You know, it's probably going to work out better in the long run. Every time we have a storm, I see all these posts on Facebook and other social medias. You know, my employer is telling me I have to come to work. Do they mean it? Can I get in trouble? Like, you know, is this legal? Well, yeah, it probably is, you know, in most situations, unfortunately, it probably is.
If he puts you in peril, he could find himself behind the eight ball.
Correct. So, like I said, my advice is if you can be flexible, be flexible. And if it's a situation where the weather is so bad, your employees are questioning their safety coming to work, odds are you're not going to be doing any business anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have power, don't bring everybody in to sit around in the dark. Don't have them risk their lives to come around and be able to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we at the office just the other day, FPL had to turn off our power for a while. We were kind of stuck. If you don't have internet due to the storm, can you run your credit card transactions? Are you fully prepared to deal with the cash business?
Mm.
How are you going to account for things? So, you know, just a little bit of reason.
It's probably a good idea to have a contingency plan before the season hits.
Absolutely.
Before you have the warnings on the weather station.
Right. And if you've been here more than a year, you should be aware of that by now. And, you know, that's the one thing about Avalon. We are fully set up to work remote from wherever we're at.
Good.
We have doubled up before. Chip and his wife, Janet, who's one of our payroll processors, have worked out of their RV. His RV is fully equipped to set up, ready for us to work out of if we need to. Our boss's house is the same. He's a little bit further north and kind of keeps out of some of this stuff. We've doubled. I worked 1 year for Sally. I worked at the Lowe's parking lot for 3 days.
Wow.
Because I couldn't get to the office, but I could get to Lowe's and I could get Wi-Fi there. And so I worked at Lowe's for 3 days.
Wow.
They're probably thinking
that's
I'm some
dedication.
Kind of psycho. Well, you know, you can't stop people's pay.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in times of an emergency, because that's when it's the most critical. If they need to get a hotel, leave town, something like that. You want them to have their money to do that. So, and if we can't get in touch with you, I think we mentioned this before, we will run the payroll based off your last payroll, and then we'll adjust it when we can communicate
with
you.
Well, that's smart.
We don't want anybody to miss a paycheck. Because at those points,
it's critical.
It's very critical. I mean, everybody needs to be able to get to their ATMs. They need to get to their bank accounts or whatever they need to do. But we are set up to be able to remotely do that.
And just general advice, keep some cash around. We always keep extra cash during hurricane season. It literally, during Sally saved us, I needed a battery for our generator. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can only sell it to you if you have cash, because the credit card machines were down, and I had cash.
Wow.
So I've never gone without since. Free advice.
Very
free
smart.
Advice. Keep
very
some cash.
Smart. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. So okay. If you'll give all your info out again so folks
absolutely.
Can get in touch with you.
If you want to stop by, we're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. But give us a call if you want to also. 850-475-1555. Ask for myself or Stacy or Kurt, and we'll be able to help you out.
All right. Talking with Avalon HR, Chip Wood, Stacy Oren, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
This is
Pep
Talk. We'll be back shortly right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.